Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Gene Meltzner here, inviting you to join today's assemblage of characters and myself for an extended period of discovery, imagination, and exhilaration. Excitement, that is. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
You haven't told Mom and Dad, have you?
You're so nosy.
Aubrey, are you in a poetry reading?
Maybe.
Well, I like poetry as much as the next guy, but I still prefer barbecued meatballs.
Total embarrassment.
Give her a big hand. There you go. Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh.
My first piece is entitled Yonder Meadow. Tomorrow in the fields of spring, as daffodils charm and crickets sing.
Hey, Aubrey! Pumpkin face! Tell them about the time you cut your own hair.
Dad, I'm in the middle of reciting a poem.
Oh, but it's such a funny story, sweetie.
And then you can show them your Winnie the Pooh impression. Oh, Father!
I haven't done that since I was five.
Oh, honey, come on. Just do it one more time. Everybody wants to see it.
Mom!
Don't you all want to see it?
No!
Come on, everyone. Give her a big hand. There you go. Winnie the Pooh!
Winnie the Pooh! Winnie the Pooh!
No! Whoa.
Grandpa and Grandma will be here soon. Grandpa and Grandma will be here soon.
Bethany, don't you ever knock?
Sorry. Did I wake you up from your nap?
I wasn't taking a nap. I was daydreaming.
About Winnie the Pooh?
Is there something you want, Rugrat? Why are you in here?
To tell you that Grandpa and Grandma will be here soon.
I know.
Aren't you excited? We'll get to have ice cream every night and sit on Grandpa's lap while he tells us stories and go toy shopping.
And book shopping.
Yippee!
Bethany, would you go jump on your own bed?
I'm not allowed, but Mom never said anything about yours.
Well, at least take my backpack off.
Oops.
Way to go.
I'll pick it up.
No, you don't have to.
What's this?
Nothing. Put it back.
A poetry reading at Wit's End? Hey, your name's on here. You're going to be in a poetry reading?
Maybe.
Wait a minute. It's tomorrow night.
So?
So that's the same night as the church potluck.
So? Just give me that. You're so nosy.
You haven't told Mom and Dad, have you?
No, and you better not either, understand? Bethany, understand?
Yes, I understand.
Now get out of here.
Okay. What a crank. Grandpa and Grandma will be here soon.
Perfect. Just perfect.
So, are you ready for this, Ellen?
As ready as I'll ever be, I guess. Honey, make sure you polish all the fingerprints off the silverware because you know my mother will notice.
Honey, what do you want to do about the church picnic potluck tomorrow night?
Oh, I don't know. I'd really like to go. Everyone at church has been talking about it. I just don't know if I like the idea of having Mom and Dad there.
Yeah, they're pretty outspoken, that's for sure.
And not exactly understanding about our Christianity. I don't even want to think about what they'll say to our friends.
Well, one thing about your dad, he never shies away from a debate.
Oh, I'm just going to be so nervous. I know I won't enjoy myself. People are just starting to get to know us here. Okay, maybe we shouldn't go.
What, not go? Honey, it's all you've been talking about.
I know, and it would be a breath of fresh air in a week where I could really use it.
Well, why can't we just go without them?
Leave my mom and dad here?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take out the trash, Mom and Dad. We'll be back in a couple of hours. Yeah, I don't think that's going to work, Ben.
Well, maybe we can convince them to go to bed early.
At 5:30?
Yeah, bad idea.
Bad idea. No, it's fine, Ben. We'll all go. And it will be especially good for the girls. Even though Aubrey keeps begging to skip on it. I wonder why she's so adamant about not going.
When are Grandma and Grandpa going to be here? What cabin are they staying in? Can I have a waffle? If my tongue fell off, could it be sewed back on and still work?
They'll be here soon, Bethany.
If your tongue fell off now, you wouldn't be able to ask any more questions now, would ya?
Dad! I'll get it.
Guess who?
Early as usual.
Grandpa, Grandma!
Bethany, how are you, sweetie? Oh, you're just too cute for words.
Give me that big hug. How are you, Dumplin'? Hey, where's your big sister?
Grandma, Grandpa!
You look darling. I love your hair that length.
Hey, sport. Think you can take me in some hoops later?
I know I can.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hello, dear. Good to see you again, Ben.
Interesting place. We weren't sure we would be staying in tree huts while we were here.
Yeah, no tree huts. Your cabin is just down the lane a little bit.
Oh, well, how quaint. Mm-hmm.
Is this another one of those Christian things you're involved with?
Yes, you haven't told us much about it, dear.
Oh, well, Mom and Dad, there's not really much to tell. You'll have plenty of chances to look around while you're here.
Ellen, we're not going to have to be in church every morning, are we?
No, only for an hour and a half. Just kidding.
Girls, why don't you help Grandma and Grandpa take their things to cabin 12 while your dad and I finish dinner?
Okay,
I'll get the one with the presents in it.
Over here.
Okay.
Well, do you like it, Aubrey?
Oh, this is the one I've been saving up for. I love this series. Thank you.
Oh, honey, you're welcome. Bethany, do you like your sweater? Oh, we can exchange it if you don't like it.
Oh, no, I love it. I feel like Laura Ingalls Wilderness in it. When she's out on the frontier herding turkeys and then some Indians, I mean Native Americans, come up from behind the trees armed with water balloons, and so she runs away, but her little dog Toto gets caught by Pocahontas, the last Mohican, and Laura runs to tell her pa, who starts to cry because he's going to abandon her and take part on the byway to heaven.
That's exactly what I thought of when we bought it.
So, tell us, how are you girls doing? Your mother is still homeschooling you, isn't she? Do you like that?
It's okay. Sometimes I get tired of it, but it's usually not too bad. We get to do a lot of cool things.
Yeah, like take field trips to the zoo and go horseback riding and bake cinnamon rolls with frosting and visit Wits End.
Wits End?
Yeah. It's the ice cream shop in town with all these inventions and rooms and a library and the imagination station and a stage where Aubrey has her poetry reading.
Bethany!
Poetry reading?
Bethany, you said you wouldn't tell.
Oops, I'm sorry. I meant poor reading. Aubrey has poor reading skills on the stage at Wits End.
Now, wait a minute here. Aubrey, are you in a poetry reading?
Well, I was, but I won't be going to do it now anyway.
Oh, why not, dear? We know you're a wonderful poet.
Well, it's the same night as a church potluck, which I have to go to.
Your parents are making you skip the poetry reading?
Well, sort of. They don't really know about it.
Now, you should talk to them about it, honey. They're not so unreasonable. Maybe you could work something out.
Actually, I didn't want Mom and Dad to find out.
Why not?
Well, I don't want them to come.
Oh, you don't?
See, it's kind of a big deal, and Mom and Dad are, well... Like, when I was in the third grade play, I forgot a line. Dad stood up and yelled it to me from the 15th row. And Mom was taking pictures the entire time, with a Polaroid.
I get it, sweetie. Your mom and dad are lovely people, but they're...
Embarrassing.
How about if, maybe we went with you?
I'd love for you to go, but it doesn't look like any of us will be able to escape potluck prison.
Well, maybe there's something we can do.
Thank you, honey.
Yes. You did a fine job with this roast, Ellen. I hope we can eat this well all week.
Oh, well, actually, Mom and Dad, that's something that Ben and I wanted to talk to you about. We're having
It's a dinner thing.
Dinner thing, yeah, at church tomorrow night. Nothing really exciting.
Nah.
It's not? But I thought you said...
Bethany, honey? Please don't interrupt. Anyway, we're all going to go, and you're more than welcome to join us.
Right.
If you want to.
What do you think, Betty?
Well, it sounds real nice. But will there be a large crowd, dear?
Large crowd? Well, yeah, I suppose there will be.
And fattening casseroles? I'm trying to watch my cholesterol, you know.
Casseroles? Come on, they're the official food of potlucks.
Yeah, we'll probably just do something else that night, honey.
Oh, are you sure?
Oh, yes, sweetie. I think we'll just pass this time.
Of course. Well, we understand, don't we, Ben?
Yeah, sure. Hey, I guess it's just back to the four of us, huh?
Hey, wait a minute. Here's an idea.
What, Betty?
What if we gave Ben and Ellen the night off? Let's do something with the kids.
Well, actually,
would be fun. We hardly ever get time alone with the girls anyway.
I don't know.
What do you think, girls? Would you like to do something with us tomorrow night?
Sure.
Okay.
Would that be all right then, Ben? Ellen?
Why not?
Why not? Yeah.
Well, then it's all settled.
Yeah, it's all settled.
Well, your folks and the kids are off for their big night on the town.
Yeah, at 5 o'clock, no less. It's like they just couldn't wait to get out of here.
Yeah, it leaves us plenty of time to get to the church by 6.
Very true. Honey, are you sure we did the right thing?
Honey.
I think Aubrey would have enjoyed seeing a more lighthearted side of the church.
Relax. They'll have a good time, and we'll have a good time. And we'll all avoid embarrassment.
Right again.
Oh, you are wonderful, Aubrey. The poem was beautiful.
Yep, Pumpkin, you did a fine job.
Thanks.
You must have got your public speaking abilities from your grandpa. I was quite the hit on my debate team in college.
Yeah, Dad said you never shied away from a debate.
Is that a fact?
Mm-hmm, and that you were overspoken.
Bethany!
You mean outspoken?
Yeah, that was it.
Bethany!
Now, when did they tell you this, honey?
Well, they didn't really say to me. I just overheard them talking about if they wanted to bring you to the potluck.
Bethany!
I'm starting to understand now.
I wondered why it was so easy to talk them into skipping out on that potluck.
Can we go to an imagination station adventure?
Later, honey. We have somewhere else we need to be right now.
Where?
The church potluck.
Uh-oh.
Ellen, honey, come here. Did you taste Mrs. Pritchard's potato salad?
Yes, I did. It's delicious. Look at this.
What is it?
I just asked Tom Riley where Whit was tonight, and he gave me this flyer. Said he was surprised to see us here.
Yeah. Well, I like poetry as much as the next guy, but I still prefer barbecued meatballs. Honey, isn't this more Aubrey's thing?
Please, read on.
Poetry reading at Whit's End with Aubrey Shepherd. That's our daughter.
Did you know anything about this?
No, not a thing. I wonder why she never mentioned it.
Well, you got me. But it might have something to do with why my parents decided not to come with us tonight.
You think they were in on it?
I am almost positive.
Well, come on, let's get over there. I mean, maybe we can still hear her.
Right behind you.
Oh, it looks like it's over.
Well, let's go inside and see if they're still here.
Whoa!
Oh, I'm so sorry, Eugene. I didn't see you.
Oh, my fault entirely. I shouldn't have been in such proximity to the door.
Were Aubrey and Bethany here tonight?
Oh, they were. Aubrey, in fact, performed an exemplary rendition of works of mid-18th century poets.
Where are they now?
Deceased, I believe.
Not the poets, Eugene. Our daughters!
Oh, yes, of course. They left with their grandparents. Lovely people, Mrs. Shepherd. You must be quite proud.
Oh, thrilled beyond words, Eugene.
And were they going home?
I believe they made reference to a brief appearance at the church potluck.
The potluck?
Precisely.
Oh, they're already cleaning everything up.
Yeah, even the dessert table.
Hey, anybody want to play catch with this mixing bowl?
Harlow, what are you doing?
Well, in the bulletin it said we should bring a dish to pass, but the potluck's almost over and people are just eating.
Harlow, have you seen Aubrey?
Yes, I have. Dark hair, cute nose, slight build, yay high. No, wait, yay high.
Have you seen her recently?
Who wants to know?
Her father.
Oh. So where is he?
Right here.
Congratulations! She's a lovely girl, and she has the nicest grandparents. Have you ever met them?
Yes, on occasion. Harlow, where are they?
I'm sorry, that's privileged information. Besides, you might interrupt their limbo.
Limbo?
It was Grandpa's idea. Yes, sirree, that man can bend his spine like nobody's business.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Come in limbo with us.
This is great. Thanks for saving me a piece of pie, Mom.
Oh, you're welcome. It's low fat, too, dear. Just for you.
Yeah, thanks. You know, that limbo contest sure worked off a few calories.
Speaking of which, I think they're starting a new round.
Aubrey, hold on, honey. Before you run off, you have some explaining to do. Now, why didn't you tell your mom and me about the poetry reading tonight?
Oh, did I forget to mention that? Silly me. Well, there's always next time.
Hold on, Aubrey. I still think there's something you need to tell us.
Well, it was just... I wasn't sure if you'd let me go or what you'd do or what you'd say if you came.
Honey, you thought... You thought we'd embarrass you?
Maybe.
Us? Honey, look, I'm sorry you felt that way, but Aubrey, that's no excuse. We're your parents, and you should let us know what you're doing and give us a chance to be involved.
And you should always, always be honest with us.
Now, that sounds like wonderful advice.
Yeah, makes you wonder what kept certain parties from being totally honest about us coming to the potluck tonight.
Uh-oh.
Are we a little too outspoken for your church friends, Ellen?
Oh, well, Mom,
well,
I mean...
wait a minute. Let me get this straight. I was embarrassed about you, but you were embarrassed about Grandma and Grandpa.
Okay, yes. Guilty as charged.
Oh, wow. Do they still want you to wear knee socks, too?
No, dearie. We were much worse. Now, Frank, do you remember when Ellen took so long washing her hair? She was going to be late for school?
Yeah,
oh, no,
yeah.
Mom, please, not this story.
And you yelled for her to come on out just the way she was?
So out she came with shampoo still in her hair, and it all spiked up like a member of a punk band.
No way! You went to school like that?
I sure did, but I deserved it.
So that's why everyone called you Spike at your high school reunion.
That's why.
And then there was a time right after Ellen got her driver's license. Grandma was so worried that she would forget things and get into an accident, she taped the list of reminders on the bottom of the windshield.
And made me promise to leave it there for 6 months.
Oh, dear me. You know, I had forgotten about that. Red light means stop. Green light means go.
Stay on the right side of the road.
Brake is on the left.
No waving at boys in convertibles.
Oh, my friends never let me live that one down. Thank you for bringing it up.
A total embarrassment.
But that's a parent's job, to embarrass their kids.
It is?
Of course. How else are they supposed to keep themselves entertained?
Aw.
Grandpa's just kidding, honey. But I know it does seem like parents always embarrass their kids. We don't mean to or want to, but it happens, and there's usually a good reason for it.
Because nothing's on TV?
No, Aubrey, because we love you. Even if it seems like we go overboard sometimes, it's only because we care about you. It's what makes a dad shout out a line in a play.
And what makes moms take Polaroids at inconvenient times.
And why dads try to teach their children to be punctual by going to school with soapy heads.
And even why moms tape driving instructions to the windshield.
Ben, Ellen, we owe you an apology. Girls, we shouldn't have gone behind your parents' back the way we did. We may not see eye to eye with your folks on everything, but we do know that they love you.
And every decision they make is in your best interest, whether you see it or not.
Mom, Dad, I'm sorry for not being upfront and honest with you.
Forgiven. And we're sorry for not being upfront with you about the potluck, Mom and Dad. Well, I guess you never outgrow being embarrassed by your parents.
Forgiven.
Well, I suppose in honor of my job as a dad, I'd better go make a fool out of myself in that limbo game over there. Anyone care to join me?
I'm right behind you. Oh, honey, wait. It looks like you sat in some of that pie.
Where?
The back of your pants are all dirty. No. Stand still so I can clean it off with a handy wipe.
Wait a minute, Ben. I'm coming, too. Just let me take off my shoes. I get better leverage if I can dig my toes into the ground.
Oh, which reminds me. I need to replace my odor eaters.
Everybody, limbo!
Aubrey, aren't you coming?
Are you joking? I'm going to go hide out in the car.
I think Aubrey understands her parents a little better, even if they do embarrass her on occasion. Have you ever felt the way Aubrey did? Sometimes our parents will do things that embarrass us, but what's important is that they love us and want what's best for us. We should obey and honor them, even when they do things that leave us a little red in the face. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Potlucks and Poetry was written by Kathy Waringa and directed and produced by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Jonathan Crow, and our executive producer was Al Jansen. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.